the century of freedom and equality. We fixed it all. In our brilliance, we made the necessary leaps forward. But it was a slow and rough start. We forgot about our brothers and sisters in the poorer nations. Children in the streets, people without homes. Poverty was creating addicts and criminals stressed out of their minds into making choices that they would not have made had they had a fair start in life. Humanity needed to pull itself together. It needed an international bank that only concerned itself with a daily spending limit of $100. Not only did the poverty choke the wealthy nations, pushing them into uneducation and lack of compassion, but it caused unimaginable cruelty and suffering in the less fortunate nations. The bank, as an international institution, began serving all people of all nations. Everyone understood the symbol on the card. Everyone knew the change was permanent. It all started at the turn of the century, when Earth felt like a prison planet. People tolerated corruption, poverty, human rights abuses, and they didn't know prisons were bad. People tolerated human suffering because they too suffered, most commonly from poverty and fear. One of the philosophers later described the state of affairs by comparing humanity to a drug addict. We were addicted out of poverty to working so hard that our minds rejected our own brilliance. Humanity was in the process of destroying its body, Earth, like an addict destroys theirs. At first, no one imagined that lack of education was a spectrum disorder. They would laugh and see the very gateway to peace as yet another wall or division. Political corruption has remained the same for hundreds of years. There was only one modern rule: don't get caught. This was not just about sticky fingers, but also remaining under the radar and doing as little as possible. There was another arm of corruption that was rarely talked about, and that is the deliberate destruction of life by exploiting loopholes. The same as criminal hackers did to computers, cunning politicians did in revenge or threat against their enemies. Illegal imprisonment, prison beatings, character assassinations, and raids by advanced, well-armed tactical squads were not unheard of. The chilling effect of seeing your wife bound and little dogs shot worked all too well to crush spirits. But corruption evolved for a simpler world, a world with plenty of space to hide in and plenty of time to clean up and retire. In large part due to corruption, the space in which liars thrived was erased. Malaria became the latest pandemic as it made its way even to northern U.S. states. The viruses from turn of the century continued mutating, and the ecosystem collapse brought the world to a standstill. Just as soon as populated areas saw the disappearance of insects, everyone realized that we needed instant change, or we would disappear too. There were no riots, no protests. but not a single liar ran for the office, for all the stories that filled the news. And a new amendment was in the works. It required that only well-educated are allowed to run for the office. It is worded by the people who saw the death of ecosystems. The prison planet scenario, as it has been called, was only sustained by corruption. The actual prison industry collapsed, along with several other industries, as the don't get caught, do as little as possible, resigned en masse from the office. The silent, invisible corruption was discovered to be such a blight as to be impossible to sustain with force even past the end of the century. Part of the uneducation spectrum disorder barrier meant to keep the corruption out of the office was a long runway in which a political hopeful had to convince people of high achievement. Admired scientists and accomplished philosophers were finally able to run and get elected. The Capitol gained hundreds of sculptures of renowned scientists. It was truly a rebirth. Privacy was declared a human right, a law against obscured or encrypted code that meant to prevent consumers from fully examining their devices was passed. It later turned out that the criminal cyber underworld was decades ahead of everyone else. It was the underground criminals that benefited from privacy violations the most. The most significant change was universal income. It took no effort, and for ages, the bank actually used a single computer. The Universal Income Card grants each human being about $3.5 million stretched across their lifetime. It does not track debt. It only makes sure that no one can withdraw more than $100 in each 24-hour period. The economists predicted the end of the world, the corrupt governments their own collapse. But nothing bad happened. A person requests a card, and it is sent to them no matter where they are in the world. At midnight in each time zone, the account balance is set to 100 United States dollars. It is the same for all accounts, no matter how much was spent. Poverty was a kind of slavery. It hurt the minds of the people that suffered it. It prevented people from getting a real education. It prevented them from becoming the best versions of themselves. Poverty secretly corrupted the world, creating a prison planet of wage slavery and corruption. We will never know what might have been had we been able to end poverty decades before. Afterword. You are meant to become a great being and a lover of thousands of the world's most beloved books. To live without the wisdom committed to our best books is to live the life of a slave. A wage slave who cannot help but to become a slaver for the next generation. The cycle of poverty, abuse, captivity, and corruption must end. Do not wait for climate change to reveal all the naked emperors. In their blindness and sickness of greed and uneducation, all they will ever be able to say is, "How were we supposed to know?" And they can only ever speak those words in a bone-chilling tone that will reveal that not only were they naked on the outside, but hollow on the inside. Encourage your friends and family to real education. Help them to the library. Introduce them to books by helping them check out the most beautifully narrated biographies that change lives.